This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. We've got Chapter 81, The Star Seeds of Earth on the way. And this chapter is about 15 minutes long. And I can't really do the next one because it's really long and it would be ridiculous. So I'm going to give you a long sort of story so far to set us up for this chapter because we've got a little bit of extra time on this episode. So this is a good one to get in on the story as we get into the real meat of things here. Alibi Jones had been working on moving the Hornet's Nest. That's his big sort of space station. It used to be a base, now it's more of a place they live. And it turned out it could be moved. They could build engines for it. There was space. It had been in the plans, but kind of like forgotten. So Alibi had been planning to move the Hornet's Nest for months. Once he discovered he could. So he got the engines built, and now they have the place moving. A few pilots are in small, independent ships. They are surrounding the giant asteroid, the Hornet's Nest, the small planetoid, as it moves. And they're shooting, you know, any stray asteroids that are coming towards them. Because they were in an asteroid belt. They were in an asteroid field. Not ours here in the solar system, but one distant. But as they began their moving project, all hell started breaking loose. One of the people and pilots that Alibi was trusting, and not only because he'd just slept with her, Laurel Eden turned on them, betraying Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest, and stealing the starseed they had recovered. Or she thought she did. Alibi and his people had already removed the vital components. The starseed substance, which alters DNA, and the knowledge base of the ancient enemy, the sum of all their knowledge. Laurel Eden was working for Justin Spears, it turned out. He is the right-hand man to the prime representative of the Solar Alliance, Nico Constantine. And Justin Spears has Hap with him, too. Constantine had Spears pick him up to use against Alibi and the Hornet's Nest. When Laurel delivered the empty starseed to Spears, however, he wasn't happy. He killed her. And threw away the starseed, or the casing. The obelisk was in a kind of ancient stone obelisk. Certainly a questionable move. But Spears only really wanted those components that Alibi had already snagged. Hap, Alibi's half-brother, has been altering himself for some time now, with his own apparent starseed stuff, enhancing his telepathic abilities and kind of losing his grip on his humanity. Now Spears, Hap, and two of Hap's followers, also altered, have boarded the Hornet's Nest. Spears aims to kill Alibi for reasons. We'll find out. And Hap is there, with his people, to subdue the Hornet's Nest without physical force. They're only the first small part of a much bigger attack. Spears has just told Alibi Jones. Alibi isn't sure he's telling the truth or just bluffing. Spears even mocked Alibi for thinking moving the Hornet's Nest was a good idea. Spears was all like, you were surrounded by rocks, a natural defense against the huge ships of the Shenta of the Greater Ta, and you had to go and move. Make yourself vulnerable. So now they've brought a few of those big ships here and a safe dreadnought and its fleet, and they are just waiting for you to come out in the open. How stupid are you, Alibi Jones? So that's where we're at. Alibi's facing off against Spears, Hap, and his two followers. And Alibi Jones has just altered himself to go up against Hap with the Starseed substance. So he's now in touch with the knowledge base of the ancient enemy, which is guiding him and helping him in his mind. Alibi also ran into one of the ancient enemy right towards the beginning of the book, who called himself the Archmage under the mountain. And he gave Alibi a gift, some sort of framework, as he called it. Now that seems to be coming into play for Alibi, and it may help him as he goes up against Hap, mind to mind. The showdown continues as we get into Chapter 81 coming up on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. The Starseeds of Earth. Getting into the good stuff. Oh, hey, you can now say, Alexa, play Mike Luoma's Glow in the Dark Radio. And she will. Amazon is now carrying podcasts as part of Amazon Music. And Mike Luoma's Glow in the Dark Radio, the full name, is now on there, so just ask Alexa to play the show. Neat! I thought that was cool. I had to unplug her as I was recording this so she wouldn't respond and start playing my show. And look for Glow in the Dark Radio on Amazon Music. Oh, I've gotten another voice part back. It's been a crazy weekend, so I haven't had a chance to listen yet, but I will soon make sure it's all good, but I'll be soon revealing another of the cameos coming up in the upcoming Vatican Assassin 15 audiobook. I'll reveal it to my patrons. Eventually, in October, you'll find out who is doing all these cameos. And who they are, I mean. I've already talked about who's doing them. But my patrons are getting it early. They're getting the info early on who the people are portraying or voicing. So, you can become a patron and get this inside info if you'd like. It's good for you. And you'll be getting, you know, a lot of Vatican Assassin 15th anniversary stuff a little bit ahead of time. You get the good stuff a little early and some exclusive stuff as well. I actually gave my patrons a little piece, about 2 minutes, of Chapter 1 with one of my voice people now on it. So they get to hear of what this book is going to sound like. So that's patrons getting that. To become a patron, you go to Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And there's three different levels. There's a basic level, $2 a month. There's a slightly more invested level at $5 a month. And then there's a big supporter level at $10 a month. And I will be sharing more this week. I've gotten word from Federico Guillen as I was putting this podcast episode together that he's going to be getting me the art tonight, the brand new cover art for Vatican Assassin 15. So patrons will be getting a cover reveal in the next week or so. Of course, it will be revealed in October, but that is on the way this week for patrons. And again, if you want to become a patron, just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. All right, we've got Chapter 81 of The Starseeds of Earth on the way next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
What are you doing in the kitchen?
Writing a short story.
With a meat mallet?
Well, yeah, my characters are giving me trouble.
Well, then what about the cheese grater?
I have to make sure my plot points are evenly spread through the whole story, don't I? Oh, my action scene is done.
Wow, you got it perfectly browned.
350 degrees for 12 minutes. Perfect.
The Melting Potcast, a writing variety show featuring a little of everything from everyone, everywhere. Short and flash fiction, author interviews, book reviews, and more. Come visit the Disaster Kitchen and cook up a story. Something's burning.
My dialogue!
Now here's Chapter 81 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Do you have them all yet? Justin Spears called back to Hap's two companions. Almost, the woman said. The other man didn't speak, but continued concentrating. Lot of people on board this thing, Spears said. What do you call it, a base, a station? What are they doing? Alibi said. Well, not that you're owed explanations, but they're trying to get a hold on every mind in this place, Spears said. Should be easy to get people to surrender when we can just think you all dead, huh? That's why they've looked so out of it. Can't underestimate them. Shields. He had that knowledge now. He could try to shield them and thwart their efforts. KB?
Yes, Alibi?
Can I shield them?
Not Hap. You're not strong enough, not yet. The other two? Perhaps. If they are reaching out for all the minds around us, they should be open and vulnerable.
Alibi concentrated, shielding his own mind first, using his new knowledge to bolster his double doors. Alibi pictured a shield like a helmet above the head of each of the two behind Hap. He infused the shields with what? Power of some kind, drawn from where? Within? Still learning so much.
What are you doing? Hap said. I feel something.
Protecting myself, Alibi said. Which is true, but I'm doing this too. Alibi felt the need to nod as he thought the helmets into place around the heads of the other two. The man and woman both became alert, immediately drawn back into the here and now.
Hey! The man exclaimed, glaring at Alibi.
His hands attempted to pry off the invisible helmet on his head, his fingers clawing at air.
How did you...
the woman began, but trailed off as Hap shushed her with a wave of his arm. She tried to grasp her shield with her hands, but, meeting air, only succeeded in grabbing her head.
You've sealed them off, Hap said. You shouldn't be able to do that.
Grant the shield's independence.
What, KB?
Make them each their own entity. Do it now, quickly.
Alibi granted the shield's independence. It made him feel a little tired.
Good. Brace yourself. He's building. Think spiky thoughts. He will try to shield you, as you shielded them. Spiky thoughts. I'm a cactus. How's that?
Ugh!
Alibi grunted as Hap's thoughts hit him like a fist in the gut.
Be slippery. I'm a cactus covered in oil, spiky and slippery. Gather yourself more power. You need more, now.
How?
You have a well inside you. Draw forth from within.
Alibi gritted his teeth. As slippery and as spiky as he was thinking himself to be, he felt Hap's thoughts grabbing at him, trying to smother him, invisible hands all over, slapping, poking, prodding. Hard to concentrate on finding this proverbial well inside him, the knowledge base said he needed to draw from.
Well, 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 where is the well? Deep inside. Core power. Mind water.
Mind water? I like that.
Find your well. Draw upon your mind water. You lost power in creating the shields. You need more now.
And there it was. He figured it out. He'd been thinking of the power as energy, which it was of a sort, but it wasn't physical energy, like lightning or current or static electricity. It was internal energy, more than mere mental energy. It came from a deeper source, and this energy flowed. He could draw on it.
Mind water. Be mindful not to take in too much.
He didn't need to ask why.
Hap was ample evidence of its abuse, standing right there in front of him.
"I didn't think you had it in you, Alibi," Hap said. "Didn't think you had the balls to try, or the faith."
"Faith?" Alibi said. "This is alien tech, Hap. Not the work of God, the work of the ancient enemy."
"The Lord works in mysterious ways," Hap said, "through many flawed vessels. I offer myself as proof of that."
"Yeah," Alibi said, "about that. I'm not sure you're doing God's work either, Hap. Now that you've powered up your mind, can't you see how limited you've been? How you've been trapped by your beliefs? Look at what they've done to you." Hap looked down for a moment. He looked back at the two remaining members of his flock, and then over at Alibi.
"I have to be doing his work," Hap said in a quiet voice. "Otherwise, too many died in vain. My son died in vain."
Hap closed his eyes for a moment. They opened again with steel in them.
"No, I reject your words," he proclaimed, his voice much louder. "I reject the temptations of Satan."
"The devil you know?" Alibi asked. He was drawing on his mind water, filling back up. He could feel, now that he was recharging or refilling, how creating the shields had cost him in mind water, how granting them independence cost more.
"Yes, but if you had not granted them independence, when Hap attacked you, he would have cut off the flow of power, your mind water, from those shields, and they would have collapsed. Watch out!"
Alibi saw energy strands, flows of polluted, oily mind water, flowing off of Hap's head, erratic, chaotic, snaking out and writhing in the air around him as if he was a male Medusa.
"Haphazard?
Haphazard." Alibi chuckled. A small part of him was relieved. He still had his bad sense of humor. The flows of the other two were contained within their shields, gray globes of energy writhing around their heads. Every so often, the shields would bulge out in a spot, for a moment, then snap back into position, as the one within attempted to free themselves from containment.
"I can see the energy now."
"You have learned to perceive it. Your mind has figured out a frame of reference for the power. It has always been there. Now you can see it, yes."
The strands of mind water energy around Hap's head drew together into a single, thick, menacing-looking mass hovering above him.
"Oh, what the fuck?" Spears said. "What are you two doing?"
Spears should not have distracted Hap at that moment.
"Bad timing," Alibi mumbled.
Hap's energy lashed out at Spears, surrounding his head, and squeezed. Physically, a rapid, invisible vice. Spears had no time to gasp. His brain crushed inside his shattered, flattened skull in an instant. He collapsed, dead on the floor. Hap's shoulders fell. Alibi saw his energies dissipate.
"Damn it," Hap said. "I was not supposed to do that. Just wanted to scare him. Didn't think I could get past that ringlet thingy."
He glared at Alibi.
"Look what you made me do!"
"Guess your deal with Constantine is off, huh?" Alibi said.
Constantine would want Hap dead. Alibi made the thought real, gave it mind water, and thought-washed Hap once again. Alibi watched it hit Hap as if his own awareness was dawning.
"He's gonna want me dead," Hap said.
That worked.
"That was supposed to be you,"
Hap shouted at Alibi. The oily energy began coalescing above his head again.
Maybe it worked too well. I wonder if he can see it like this too. I don't think so, or he'd sense my mindwater thought washes.
Hap cocked his head, a dog distracted by distant sounds beyond range of human hearing.
"Something's happening," Hap said. "Someone's doing something."
"What?" Alibi asked.
"I'm not going to open myself up to sense it. Could be a bluff. Speaking of which..."
"Hap," Alibi said to get his attention.
Constantine doesn't know you did this. He nodded down at Spear's body. He doesn't need to know. I don't want to fight with you. Why don't you just leave now and go home? Take Spear's ship. He doesn't need it anymore. Go home and take care of Ruth. Hap smiled at him. There was no humor in that grin.
Nice try, but I can't, Hap said. I'd never make it past the fleet.
Fuck, not the right answer.
There really is one out there? Alibi asked.
Oh yeah, Hap said. There is.
My allies.
You're right, Alibi. They don't know I did this. Thanks.
Your allies?
Impressive, too, Hap said. They've got these giant ships that don't even look like ships, just a bunch of construction around giant engines and a big gun.
So they're giant, huh? Alibi said.
Oh, yeah, Hap said, missing the sarcasm. The Shenta seem to run them. Extermination platforms or something like that. 4 or 5 of those. But they can't get them past the asteroids at all.
What about their vaunted shielding?
All shields have some vulnerability, Hap said. You just have to find the flaw. In this case, a physical object, tumbling slow, sneaks right on through all their deflector shields. Boom!
Hap grinned at him again. Alibi didn't like it.
All shields, Hap said.
He snapped his fingers. The containment fields around the heads of his two followers dissipated as Alibi's shields disappeared.
How?
No time for contemplating the means, as Alibi dealt with a fresh attack from the three together, newly combined. He filled up with mind water and tried to power up his shields as their oily pollution came crashing down on him in steady waves, wave after greasy wave.
Not only your shields, power up your framework.
What, KB?
Pour your energy flow up inside. Through your inner framework, your greater self.
Alibi tried to figure out how to do that and fend off the poison tide.
Your gift.
The knowledge base projected an image into his mind, a framework built around 11 interconnected energy centers, a central pillar of 5, and 3 on each side.
Some use this metaphor, tree of life.
Seems familiar. Isn't helping right now. The only framework Alibi could attend to was the one blocking the assault from the other three telepaths, the shields he had worked up and powered up into place. The attack eased as Hap broke off to look around, again distracted.
What the? Hap said. What is that? Who? Alibi Jones, I'm surprised at you.
Hold off for a second, Hap said, waving down the other two.
Are you picking up that?
In the lull, Alibi tried to picture the framework described by the knowledge base, but Hap kept talking.
You know, I could see you altering yourself, Alibi, Hap said, if you thought you had no other choice. But I didn't think you'd start changing other people after all you said to me. What a hypocrite!
Alibi had to reach out after what Hap said. He tried to maintain shields as well. Selective containment, he kept chanting as a mantra. And there it was. Emily had used the starseed substance. She was in his office, changing. And Kit had used it too.
She must have brought him in. 3 on 3. Ever logical.
The knowledge base attempted to reassure him.
I am working with them now.
Why didn't you warn me?
Alibi was angry.
You were quite otherwise occupied, as you still are.
I didn't know they were going to do this, Alibi said. I'm no hypocrite. I wouldn't make anyone take it. How many people did you kill with the substance, Hap? Including your own son.
Hap lost it and flung a fist of mind water power at Alibi, knocking him to the ground.
As Alibi struggled to get to his feet, Hap advanced. He was stopped by the sound of the door behind Alibi opening.
That was Chapter 81 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Oh my, Mr. Spears has just had a very bad, well, the worst day, didn't he? Getting your head smushed sucks.
I bet. I don't know, but...
Man. Oops. You know, when you have somebody that unhinged as Hap, and you're trying to use him as a weapon, sometimes those things go off in your hands. That's just, I guess, what happens, you know? But now it's just Hap versus Alibi. Alibi's been having a little success, but... That's because Hap's still kind of adjusting to the fact that Alibi can do these things. It's going to get interesting next episode, next chapter of The Star Seeds of Earth. Hope you'll be back for that. Want to remind you that patrons are going to be finding out another cameo, who's doing who in the upcoming Vatican Assassin 15 Anniversary Edition audiobook. And patrons are going to be getting the cover reveal. They'll get to see the art that Federico Guillen has done for the new book cover. That's coming up this week. If you want to become a patron, just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And for $2 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month, you can become a patron, support this podcast, and get stuff ahead of time. Exclusively. Of course, for all details on all this stuff, just go to my page, glowinthedarkradio.com. And that is it for this week. I hope you'll be back. Chapter 82. Another 22-minute long chapter or so. It's a good long chapter on the way next. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.